Well, good evening, gentlemen. This is a late one for me. Now, as usually, it's a Friday night and I've got a few beers under my belt. And I'm going to tell you something that I believe that you probably think I'm a bit crazy. But most of us men in the Western world and the European world have actually been living in a feminized world mostly all our lives. And the real reality is that it's the men that are oppressed in our society by the government, not the femons. The men are the ones that have to live by laws and regulations that come from society and the government, but femons don't have to follow those laws. Men have always had to face up to accountability, but femons haven't. The trouble is, men are strong and steady. And we take most things on the chin, don't we, and carry on. If a man goes against a femon in court, generally he loses, doesn't he? You see, in our society, and most societies, men aren't valued at all. And yet, they are the doers. They are the people that keep the countries running. Most men are used and abused by society. For instance, a police chief is making a statement. A 14-year-old boy, Jeff Stommer, has gone missing 3 days ago. If he doesn't turn up in 2 more days, we'll start looking for him. But more importantly, a 15-year-old girl has gone missing. She's vulnerable. At least 2 hours ago, we have 15 cars looking for her, 300 officers, 2 helicopters, 3 police speedboats, and 4 satellites. You see, guys, that's the reality. The reality is that men are just as important as the sun rising every day. If all the femons stopped working one day, it would just be a slight hiccup. But if men stopped working for one day, all of them, the world would stop. And yet we're treated like third-class citizens. So yes, men are the real victims in this world we live in. But do you hear us complaining? No, because we take it on the chin and carry on. Be proud of yourselves, men out there, because we are the strong and femons are the weak. So bring it on, world. Us men are ready. Take it easy, guys.